Jesus lives, the victory's won, the strife is o'er, the battle done. All that remains is the victory celebration. With this thought in mind, I want to speak to you for a few moments this morning on the theme, the great celebration. And for my text, I turn to the 9 verses of the 47th Psalm. If you wish to read along, they're found on page 134 of the Lutheran hymnal. The text reads as follows. O clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumphal praise. For the Lord Most High is awesome. He's a great king over all the earth. He subdues the people under us and the nations under our feet. He chooses our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even as the people of the God of Abraham. For the rulers of the earth belong unto the Lord, our God. He is greatly to be exalted. Psalm 47 is a universal invitation issued by God through the sons of Korah to the sons and daughters of all time and of all place to join in the great celebration. Psalm 47 is your personal invitation to come and to take part in the great festivities. Come whoever you are. Come wherever you are. Come just as you are, but do come rejoicing. Because the invitation starts with these words, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with a voice of triumphal joy. But why has such an invitation gone out for you and me to join in this great celebration? What has happened that you and I, who are associated with death and sins and misery all the days of our lives, should be invited to join in with God's own elect nation in this God's great celebration? The event which led to the convening of the convocation pictured for us in the 47th Psalm is the great victory that has been won. The great celebration is the festival of the great victory. Apart from the great victory, there'd be no great celebration. Apart from the great victory, there would be no occasion to issue to you or to me an invitation to come. Apart from the great victory, Psalm 47, as it is found in our Old Testament scriptures, will be stamped null and void. Do not come. Do not shout. Do not praise. All has been canceled. But all has not been canceled. And Psalm 47 is not null and it is not void. The invitation has been signed and it has been sealed. Signed by God who sits on the throne. Sealed by the blood of the Lamb. The invitation is effectual. And the invitation is valid. And it is valid because the victory has been won. And the victor is none other than God himself. Our psalm tells us in verse 7, for God is the King of all the earth. Our psalm tells us in verse 8, God reigneth over the nations. Our psalm tells us in verse 8, God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The psalmist ends with this thought, God is greatly exalted. Indeed, the Lord Most High is awesome. He's a great king over all the earth. God himself is the victor, and he himself is inviting you and me to partake of his great victory celebration. But now the important question for you and for me. Is this great victory and the ensuing celebration and the invitation which goes out, is it really universal? Is it meant for all people? Or is it meant only for some people? And if it's only meant for some people, what about you? What about me? If the celebration is only for some, am I in on it? Or am I left out of it? Am I too called to celebrate? Do I sing along with the people of God? Or am I left to sigh alone, distraught, despairing, defeated, and doomed? Every victory is the result of a contest or a struggle between two sides or two forces. From the field of victory, there come forth not only the winners, but also the losers. Every athletic contest ends with one side winning and one side losing. In the winner's locker room, there is joy, there is shouting, there is praising. In the locker room of the losers, there is silence, and they stare into the vacuum around them. What about the great victory of God, the Most High, the great King over all the earth? In his victory, are some meant to be winners, and are others meant to be losers? Our text almost seems to imply this, does it not? When we read in verse 3, he, God, shall subdue the people, the Gentiles, under us, Israel. And he, God, shall subdue the nations under our feet. You see, the question is this. Are the subdued peoples also called to the victory celebration? Are the nations under the feet of Israel, are they also to rejoice? If this is so, then Psalm 47 is calling losers to rejoice as though they were winners. And that's it. That's exactly it. That's the message of Psalm 47. Even the losers are called to participate in this great victory celebration. Even the losers are to clap their hands, to raise their voices in praise, to shout unto the Lord God. What a celebration. What a victory. What an irony. What a wonder. Yes, it's a wonder. It's the wonder of God's grace. Hallelujah. Even losers are winners by God's gracious invitation. How can this be? It can be because it is not Israel, the elect nation of God, who is the victor in this psalm. It is the Lord God of Israel who is the victor. And the psalmist acknowledges that this God is Israel's king. Sing praises to God, our king. Verse 6, but the psalmist also acknowledges that this same God is king over all the earth. Verse 7, The spoils of victory are the true glory and the excellency of Jacob. This victory points us to the gracious election of our God. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loved. This victory points us to the glorious ascension of our Lord. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Note well the inspired description of the great victory in verse 3. He, God, shall subdue the people under us, the nations under our feet. The victory is actual, but it's more than actual, it's total. Under our feet, the subjection of the nations to Israel because of God's victory is so penetratingly total. It's a virtual incorporation or commingling of the winners with the losers. The law which kept Israel and the nations apart is not once mentioned in this psalm. It's as though the middle wall of partition had crumbled out of view. Sin, the common inheritance of Israel and the nations, is not once mentioned in this psalm. It's as though it had been taken care of and completely put out of the way. The incorporation of Israel and the nations is so complete through this victory that there is a virtual identification of the winners, Israel on top, and the losers, the nations under feet. Why? By God's victory, even those who were not the people of God, who were in the world without hope, without God, even those are called to participate with the people of God in that one great victory celebration. This is why the psalmist ends with a note he does. The princes of the people are gathered together as the people of the God of Abraham, for even the rulers of the earth belong unto God. The subdued are called by the invitation and the word of God to cast off the weapons of the flesh, to cast off the ways of this world, which avail nothing, and to come and to join in the great victory celebration of God and of his one true elect people. But all this, and this only, through his Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Jesus Christ is the great King of Kings who rules all over the earth. Jesus Christ is the great subduer who initiated the program of conquest recorded in the book of Acts and carried out by his faithful church through all generations amidst shouts and amidst praise and amidst joy. Jesus Christ is the true heir of the Father who chooses and shares his own inheritance with us. I go to prepare a place for you. Jesus is the God who has ascended with a shout that's meant to be heard to the ends of the world. You see, Jesus lives. The victory's won. The strife is o'er. The battle done. You and I, dear Christian friends, are born losers. We're slaves in the marketplace of sin. We're invited by an open grave. We're beckoned by death itself. We're sought by Satan and his minions. You and I live out our days as losers in a world that is already lost and perishing. And you and I will, on our last day on earth, lose it all. All reputation, all wealth, and life itself to the grave. The day will come when our life will be marked finished, ended, subdued, died, dated. And yet, in the midst of this horrible situation, you and I are called by God Himself to join as His own people in His great victory celebration. Why? Because we who are by nature losers in Christ Jesus are called to be winners. His victory over us is His victory for us and for us all. He won. You come. Come to the great victory celebration of our God and King, Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords, the God of God, the King of Kings. Amen.